Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I am Bhaskar Datta, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Cabinet approves farm laws repeal bill. India considers allowing crypto trading for some investors. Cabinet extends free food grains scheme till March 2022. Aviation Secretary says international flight operations to return to normal soon. Let's take a quick glance at what happened on Dalal Street today. Afternoon selling dragged benchmark indices in the red in what was a promising start for the day. But the broader market breadth remained largely positive, with three stocks rising on BSE for every two stocks that fell. Sensex declined 323 points to 58,341, while its broader peer Nifty 50 fell 0.5% and could barely hold above the 17,400 mark. The BSE Small Cap Index bucked the trend, rising 0.4%. Shares of Indian Overseas Bank and Central Bank of India gained up to 13% on privatization buzz. Zee climbed 7% as MD and CEO Puneet Goenka said the Sony merger deal was in its final stages. Paytm continued its recovery and zoomed 17% for the day. Maruti Suzuki and Infosys lost 2-3%. ITC, Reliance Industries, L&T and Tech Mahindra fell over 1% each. We have Binod Modi, head strategy at Reliance Securities, to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. Should one stay with large caps or sector leaders in this market?
Hello everyone. In a scenario where market has already gained significantly in 2021 and valuations certainly look to be at higher side, of course, on expectations of, you know, sustained earnings growth, most of investors, you know, ask whether one should, focus on large cap or, you know, sector leaders as of now. In our view, both of them have their, you know, own relevance, but keeping everything at par, it's always advisable to stick to, you know, sector leaders. We have already, you know, started seeing, you know, migration, you know, from, you know, unorganized to organized segment with continued tightening against, you know, GST evaders by the government. Hence, in such a scenario, sector leaders are consistently, you know, gaining market share, which was also evident from the, you know, recent quarterly earnings of, you know, many sector leaders, and they consistently gaining market share and scale, which should result in, you know, sustainable earnings growth for them, and further valuation re-rating might be on the cards.
PSU banks surged today on privatization buzz. Do you find them attractive?
So PSU banks have, you know, already, you know, outperformed broader market in last couple of months in the backdrop of, you know, privatization themes, visible improvement in asset quality, expectations of credit growth, and of course valuations metrics. Now with economy, you know, looking up, when it's supported by revival in capex cycle and opening up economy after the pain of pandemic, banking industry is expected to do well, mainly led by revival in credit growth. Similarly, PSU banks, you know, have already done a lot to improve their asset quality as well as, you know, capitalization ratio. This, along with sustained high discount, you know, compared to private counterparts, may help PSU banks to attract investors' interest in the near to medium term.
We also caught up with Aditya Agarwala, senior tech analyst at Yes Securities, to decode the technical charts for you. What are Nifty 50 charts hinting at?
Bears made a comeback in the last hour of trade, dragging the Nifty 50 index lower to shut shop in the red ahead of the FNO expiry series. Further, index has formed a dark cloud cover pattern, which is a bearish candlestick heading into the expiry trade. Moreover, significant addition in open interest in the 17,500 to about 17,600 strike call options indicate that this zone is going to act as a major resistance zone going ahead into the expiry trade. However, if bulls do manage to keep the index above the immediate support zone of 17,350 to about 17,400, which also happens to be the 61.8% Fibonacci support zone in the coming session, then a short covering rally can play out, taking the index back to levels of 17,600, which has been acting as a hurdle now. On the flip side, if index breaks the support of 17,350, then it may drag lower to levels of 17,200 again. However, technical indicator on shorter term time frame chart still suggests that there is room on the upside, indicating a case for a short covering rally in the coming sessions.
What is your view on Nifty Bank?
Bank Nifty outperformed the headline index Nifty 50, ending trade in the green. however not before witnessing profit booking in the last hour of trade. To such shop with gains of about 170 points. Further, it is facing resistance at the upper end of the falling wedge pattern, which is placed at 37,900, which also happened to be today's high. Going ahead, if index manages to latch on to its immediate support zone of 37,200 to about 37,100, then a short covering rally can take the index back to levels of 37,800 to about 37,900, which is going to act as a major hurdle for some time before index eventually breaks out of the falling wedge pattern, which in case then will take the index to levels of 38,400. However, failure to hold on to this immediate support zone of 37,200 to about 37,100 may extend the profit booking, dragging the index lower to levels of 36,600. Technical indicator RSI has turned up from extreme oversold territory, suggesting that a short covering rally can continue in the coming trading weeks as well.
Asian markets settled mixed for the day. Major European markets were trading lower in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were down 0.25%. Hinting towards a muted start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.